Author Myrna Brown just published her second book, titled A Season of Mists. We'll hear about A Season of Mists in a moment, but I asked Myrna why it took her so long to write her first book, called Of Unseen Things Above. That book was published just last July, but it was based on a time in her life over four decades ago. What were you doing in Africa?
I was a missionary.
When were you a missionary in Africa?
1967 to 1974.
And how long did it take you to write about that?
It took me a long time because in the meantime, I don't believe as I did. And my mother would have disapproved of that very much. And when she passed, I felt more free to write as openly as I wanted.
You opened up a wave of something new in yourself, and you decided you're going to write another book.
Well, I always felt I could write. I had a writing course maybe 40 years ago, and then I had the advantage of the senior editor of the Atlantic Monthly trying to write short stories. Of course, I never could get his absolute approval, but he did encourage me to write. And so I dabbled with that for a while, but I never thought I'd write a book. And then I was in a group meeting. We went around and we said what our future was going to hold. And I said, I'm going to write a book. Lo and behold, it was there for me to write.
What inspired the second book, A Season of Mists?
The inspiration for that, I think, is that love to me is not a myth. In other words, I believe in a true love of your life. And it may be more than one person at a time, but I believe that if one passes, there's still another love that you can come into. And this woman is 55 in the story, and he's 75, and he just passes. And so we go back into their history, how they met and how they couldn't marry. It's an exchange of letters between them for several years that kind of maps out what their future will be.
Is that from personal experience?
Some of it is from experience, yes. It almost has to be, doesn't it?
That was author Myrna Brown. She just published A Season of Mists, and she'll sign books at Barnes & Noble in Wilmington this Saturday from 2 to 5 o'clock. Find out more about Myrna at whqr.org. And we leave you with Myrna reading an excerpt from A Season of Mists. This is a poem in one of the love letters in the book written by the character Susan.
Let me now, as I close, hold you in the crook of my arm, smoothing your face, pressed against my breast. As I lay my hand on the soft shell of my womb, no closer to its mystery. Twice swollen, it cushioned and nourished in darkness children, unknown, unnamed, and threw itself into convulsions to deliver them to the day. Stretching me to receive them, I move my hand, cup it under yours as you lift my breast. The sun is rising upon us, the engorged bosom of a new day cupped in the hand of a beloved. Strands, fingers of clouds, pillow and plump, the readied nipple in the cavity of a cumulus palm.